again, the Mishnah on Yudalad Mid Beis, Ebed Ivri is Nikna Bekesef Uvishtar, right? Obviously, Bia is not relevant. And Chazaka is not projected here in the Mishnah, even though, of course, as we talked about, when it comes to Neved Kanani, we do have that framework. Vekona Atzmo Bishanim, Sheshanim, Yovel Uvigiron Kesef. Yisera Labama Ivriya, apparently she has another way that she can be Yotze, Shekona Atzmo Bishimanim, through her own development. This is going to be related to the point of Kinyan Haguf that we just discussed. Hanirtza Nikna Biritzia. This is only applicable, as noted, to the Eved Ivri. There is no din of Ritzia by an Amma. Vikona es atzmo biyovel uvimisas ha'adon. Because again, the whole point is predicated on Ahavti es Adoni es Ishti veshbanai lo etze chavshi. So Yisera alav Amma Ivriya Amma Rish Lakish Amma Ivriya Kona es atzmo bisas ha'av me rishus ha'adon mikal v'chomer. Umasi manim. When it comes to her development, Shane Motzi and Merishas Av, Motzi and Merishas Adon, that if she started to develop, she doesn't automatically leave her father's jurisdiction. That has to wait till she's a Bulgaris, 12 years and 6 months with maturity. And nonetheless, it terminates her status as an Amma. So Misa, if the father dies, Shane Motzi and Merishas Av, Enodin Shemotia Mirishas Adon. So obviously, if her father dies, her father sold her to begin with. So that should terminate her amos if the seller is no longer exit. So Meisvei Rav Hoshaya Yisera Lavama Ivriya Shekones Asim B'Simanim Vim Isa. The Gemara is not presenting a logical problem, but so far a technical problem, or maybe a textual problem. Nisne Nami Misa Sab. Why isn't it listed in the Mishnah? So the Gemara answers what it often does. Ton of a shear was left out. So my shear. So if you'll tell me what was left out, dehai shear, that we left out Misa Sa'av, what about Misa Sa'adon? Shear Misa Sa'adon. So the Gemara says that is not a shear. That is not an omission of note. Imishu Misa Sa'adon lav shiuruhu dekevad ikanami bi'ish loktani. Remember we said that Misa Sa'adon applies to an ish in the case of the Eved. So Nisni, why isn't it taught? So Tana Davar Sheish Lo Kitzva Ktani, Davar Shein Lo Kitzva Lo Ktani. Maybe things that are of an indeterminate nature, you would never know when somebody is about to die, right, be it the Av or the Adon, therefore it's not going to be listed. The things in the Mishnah are quantifiable. Geraon Kesef, we know what that is. Shanim, we know what that is. Yobel, we know what that is. V'hasimanim De'inlam Kitzva Ktani, that's more qualitative. Amar Rav Safra, you're right. Elam Kitzva Limala. Okay, there may be no right upper limit. Aval Yeshlam Kitzva Limata. There is a sort of lower limit. There is an age under which we're not going to take Simanim seriously. The Tani Ben Teish Shanim Shehevi Shtei Sairos Shuma. Right, we assume that it's an artifact. It's not a sign of development. Mi Ben Teish Shanim Biyomechad Ad Ben Yud Beis Shana. If it hangs around Biyomechad. The Odin Bo Shuma, Rabbi Yossi Rehud Omer, Siman. That can be taken seriously. So that's already machlokes. Ben Yud Gimel Shana V'Yomechad Devriya Kol Siman. So everybody agrees there's a lower limit through which, you know, physical development, this is a Shita of Rav Safra, it's going to come up a few times. So always know that to be the position of Rav Safra, that, you know, Simanim in some sense are considered, according to him, a Davar, Sheish Lo Kitzva, because of the lower limit. So Masav of Sheshes, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Arba Ma'anikin Lahem. There are four situations in Banaka, Ha'anik Tanikla. We know that applies to an Amma Ivriya based on the Pasuk of Afla Maskha Tasas Kain. Okay, Shlosha Be'ish V'Shlosha Be'isha. V'yata Yachalom Ardalid Be'echad Mehem. L'fisha Ein Simanim Be'ish. A man does not leave his status of an Eved Ivri because of physical development. V'ein Ritzia Be'isha. And a woman doesn't have the status of a nirtza to go free when there's yovel that interrupts the process of ritzia. V'im isa, and again, if we would argue that it would apply, nisni nami misa sa'av. If misa sa'av was motzia me amohos, so then it should be stated as well. V'chisema hachanama tani v'shir ha'arbok tani. We said there are only four possibilities, three of which apply to a woman, three of which apply to a man. Ritzia only applies to a man. Simanim only applies to women. V'chisema, tana davar sheish lo kitzva, tani davar shen lo kitzva lo ktani. that we didn't include it because there are no elements on this list that are qualitative as opposed to quantitative. Asimanim, we know that simanim neim l'mkitzvah oktani v'chisei machanami k'derav safra. Maybe we'll say that simanim are in fact quantifiable because everybody agrees to the lower limit. V'ika misas adon de'ein lahem kitzvah uktani. Right, misas adon is listed as one of the dvarim hamotzin. Right, that's one of the ways that the eved or the ama goes free. Right, the eved nirtza specifically goes free with misas adon, as opposed to the eved sheish, as well as the ama ivria. So misas adon nami loktani. So we say misas adon is not included on the list. Ela arba mai nihu. So again, what are the four? We have to revise a little bit. Shanim one, yovel two. Yovel shel ritzia. We're considering that a different din. You could have just said that yovel is always one din. That's a little surprising. Underline that in my Gemara. The ama ivriya b'simanim. Hachanam mistabri dektani seifa yatal yachol omar arba be'achan mehem. V'fish ein simanim be'ish ve'ein ritzia be'isha. V'im isa be'isha mia mishkachasla arba shmamina. And if there was a fourth in a woman, right, then it would be, right, a problem, because the Mishnah, or the Brisa rather, said there's a grand total of, right, three for a man and three for a woman. So the three yitzios for an isha are simanim, are her physical development, are the yovel, and are shanim, and not misas ha'ad. Okay, so masiv Rav Amram, ve'elu manikin lahem, these are the ones who receive, right, the compensation, hanik, tanik, lo, Mitzonecha, migornecha, mikvecha. Hayotze b'shanim, 6 years. Uve yovel, uve misas ha'adon. Ve'amo ivriya b'simanim. Ve'im isa. And again, if you think that misas ha'av is a yitziah, nistinami misas ha'av. V'chisei matan v'shir. V'ha elu k'tani. These are the ones. Elu means these, as opposed to others. V'chiseima davar she'esho kitzva k'tani, davar she'en lo kitzva lo k'tani, it wasn't included because it's not quantifiable. You don't know when the father would die. Hasimanim de'enam kitzva k'tani. V'chiseima, again, hafanami k'derav safra, maybe that really is quantifiable because it has an agreed upon lower limit. Ha'ika misas adon. Nonetheless, there is misas adon, which is on the list. Everybody would agree. You have no idea when the adon's going to die. And it is a davar hamotzi, bein le'ish, bein le'isha, right? The misas adon emancipates the eved nirtza. The misas adon would emancipate the ama ivriya. Tiyuvta de'resh lakish tiyuvta. So all of this goes all the way back on Resh Lakish, or Resh Lakish wanted to bring this kal v'chomer that misas ha'av emancipates the ama ivriya. Tiyuvta de'resh lakish tiyuvta. V'haresh lakish kal v'chomer amar. So we say kal v'chomer prichahi. It was a failed kal v'chomer. Mishum de'ika lemefrach ma'al esimanim shenishtana haguf. Tomar misas ha'av shekein lo nishtana haguf. So Tosos points out, it's an incredibly important number of lines in Tosos, that the entire kal v'chomer was based on a false premise. Of course, when it comes to simanim, for an ama ivriya, she should be yotzeis, because a kinyan haguf means that you bought this guf. And when that guf develops, it's a different guf. Ma she'en kein misas ha'av, it has nothing to do with her relationship with her father. The father is her father, no matter, he's not her father because of what her guf looks like at any point in time. So from the very beginning, the whole idea that there was a kal v'chomer, that simanim, which, you know, terminate her relationship with the adon, but don't terminate her relationship with her father. Well, why would simanim ever terminate her relationship with her father? Right? It doesn't make any sense. Okay. So that's the line. Yishlomer devadai, Tosa says, Gabi adon, shayach lomar, shinai guv, gori motza, mishum de'ein ze haguv shekana. Tosa says, shitasam, they were really passing that there's a kinyan haguv. Avol gabi av, lo shayach tam, the shinai guv, de la'olam uaviachar shinai, kmo kodem ha'shino. All right. Tanichada onak eved ivri lat. Somebody gets to keep it. We'll see. Like, well, what would you have thought? The onak ama ivri la'atzma. She gets to keep it for herself. The tani idach onak ama ivri la'mitziyasa la'aviyah. It actually goes to her father. This is going on the case of Mitzia, that if she stops working for a few moments to pick up some kind of an aveda, so then that schar batala goes to the adon because she wasn't working for him during that time. So my love, hadenafka b'simanim v'hadenafka love b'misasav. Maybe we can present a resolution that when we talk about ha'anoka going sometimes to the Amma Ivriya and sometimes to the father, maybe it's a case where she's going out b'simanim. If she's going out b'simanim, her father is still alive, and so her father would get the hanaka. The other case being a case where the father died, and that's why she's going out and she gets to keep it to herself. That would obviously be, you know, rehabilitate Reish Lakish. So we answer, lo, idi v'idi d'nafka lo b'simanim. Both of them are cases where the reason that she's emancipated is simanim v'lo kasha. Ha de isei la'av. One is when the father happens to be alive, so he gets the anaka. Ha de leisei la'av. And the other is a case where the father simply isn't alive. So bishlam anaka ama ivriya la'atzma l'miyutei achid. The Tanya, the Pasuk says by the Eved Kenani, v'isnachaltem osam ibnechem acharechem l'reshes achuza osam libnechem v'lo b'no seichem libnechem. Mikan amru she'en adam morish z'chuz bito libno. A person passes away and the brothers have now a rabbinic responsibility to sustain the sisters, right, because they're Yoresh, the father, she's the Yerusha. They are not entitled to any of her findings or Maisei Yadeha. That's unique to the father. Ein Adam Morish Sechus Bito Livno. Okay, so that's why you have to say that the Anak Amma Ivriya is the Atzma. If the father is no longer alive, she gets to keep it. Elo Anak Eved Ivriya, the Atzma, Pshita. Why? Who would it go to? So Ella Leman, Amar of Yosef, Yud Keret Kachazina Hacha. It's an idiom in the Gemara. It means this is extra. There's nothing. There's absolutely nothing to learn from this. Abai disagrees. Abai Omar, Hachi Amar Sheshes Hamani Tu Ta'i Hu. The Tanya Tu Ta'i Omer Lo Velo the Baal Chov. That when it says Hanik Tanik Lo, even if he has a Baal Chov, you give the Eved Ivri this money. It doesn't automatically go to his Baal Chov. All right. Segufa.
Oh, that's a okay.
Oh, it's just, yeah. So, Gufa, Elu Manikin Lahem, Hayotze Bishanim, Ubi Yovel, Mimisas Adon, that's the case of the Eved Anirtsa, Ve'ama Ivri Bisimanim, Avaboreach, somebody who runs away, Ve'yotze Bigiron Kesef, Ein Manikin Lo. The Tanakhama says if somebody is able to come up with the cash to redeem themselves, it doesn't make sense that if he redeems himself with cash, then you have to then compensate him. And let's review that the whole din of Hanukkah, we said before, is only in the case of Micharu Bezdin, right? The Ganaf who Bezdin sells. Meir Omer, Boreach, Ein Manikin Lo. Question is he going to have to make up the time? But possibly. V'yotze b'giron kesef manikin lo. The person who's able to pay his way out of the debt, we actually do give him anaka. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, arba manikin lahem, shlosha b'ish, shlosha b'isha, v'yata yachol omar arba b'echad mehen, v'vishen simanim b'ish, v'ritzia b'isha. Menani mila, the Tanu Rabbanan, yachol oyu manikin mele yotze b'shesh, minayim l'rabos yotze b'yovel, right, even if the yovel comes before 6 years, u'v'misas ha'adon, the Pasuk is his double language, right? When the Pasuk talks about sending them out, it says, right, right, they should go out. The Torah later on in Sefer Dvarim in Parshas Re'eh use the term, not just that he goes out, but you send them out. Lo sishalachenu reikam. Tam lomar sishalachenu. V'chisech shalachenu. Yachosh ani marbe. Maybe I should even include boreach v'yotze b'giron kesef. This is the Tanakhama. Tam lomar v'chisech shalachenu chavshi me'imach. Misha shilucho me'imach. Yatza boreach v'yotze b'giron kesef she'en shilucho me'imach. somebody ran away. Obviously, you didn't send them away, right? They ran. And somebody who was able to pay his way out of the debt, right? So in a sense, he effectuated his own extraction. So Rav Meir Omer, Boreach in Manikin, no din shiluchu meimach, aval yotzei bigron kesef, shiluchu meimach, we still consider that to be him being sent from you. So Boreach hashlama boi, we know that a Boreach requires hashlama. He has to go and make up the time that he missed. So let's say he ran away after 4 years, so he owes 2 years of service. The time I mean, the Boreach Shechayev Hashem, Tamalomar, Sheish Shanim Yavod, Al Kol Panim. So Yachol Afilu Chala, let's say he became ill, Tamalomar Uvash Shavis Yetze, right, that he's going to go out in the seventh year, even if he didn't always work 6 full years. So there's a difference between Chala, which is the case of Anus, and the case of Boreach. So I'm Rav Sheish Shachamay Eskinan, Kigon Shebarach Upaga Bo Yovel, Mao the same Aho Ve'apik Le Yovel, Shiluche Me'imach Karinan Bey. Since the Yovel came along, you know, the Yovel would have emancipated him anyway, below Niknesei V'nanikwe Kamash Malan, that he doesn't get Hanaka, and he's even Chayav, arguably, right, this is a Machlokas Rishonim, Tzatzri Azakin points out, the Rambam would disagree with this, but not only are we not going to give this person Hanaka, but the Rambam would say, that he's not chayev to make up the years because the Yovel came and interrupted it. There's never Tashlum in Achar Yovel. Rashi differs. Rashi seems to believe that there is Tashlum. Samar Mar, Yochel Afilu Chala, Tamalomar, Vashviyas, Yetzi, Afilu Chala, Kol Sheish. Vatanya, Chala Shalosh, V'Avad Shalosh, Enu Chayev Hashem, Chala Kol Sheish, Chayev Hashem, that we follow Rov. If he was actually sick or infirm for most of the time, so he has to make up the time that he missed. So Rav Sheshes Bosa Maisa Chayet, Bosa Maisa Machat. So at least he could sew for you. So it wasn't that he was really bittle. No, Hagufa Kasha Amar Tchala Shalosh Avet Shalosh Ein Chayev Hashlim Paarba Chayev Hashlim Emasefa Chala Kol Sheish Chayev Hashlim Paarba Ein Chayev Hashlim. As long as he did some work, even if it's a mute at the time. So Hachi Kamar. Chala arba nasa kemisha chala kol sheish v'chayev lahashlim. So the Tosfos Riazakin says, how does this compare to a sachir, to a regular employee? In the case of a sachir, would we say that you have to pay him even if he doesn't really do the work? So Tosfos Riazakin quotes a machlokes harishonim. The Bali HaTosfos are skeptical. They say, no, the whole point of an Eved Ivri is that it's a kinin haguf. So if he is unable to do the work, right, you still, you know, cannot make him work overtime for you. Whereas a sachir, it's a work-based relationship. There's no kinyan hakov. So this is in the Tosos of Chala Shalosh Avad Shalosh Enu Chayav Hashlim. This is a really important line here. He says, Im kein melande tinokos nami mechalu lo yikchu elama sheher vichu. De'en ledvotem klal le'evet ivri. De'evet ivri gufo kanoi ladono. Hoka Chala Shalosh as long as he worked the majority of the time. So if there's no kinin aguf, what's he getting paid for? All he's getting paid for is the work that he does. So it's, again, it's a work-based relationship. It's not a kinin aguf. Okay. So that obviously is a centrally important one. So Tana Rabban and Kama Manikim Lo. So Rameir says, the pasuk says, Hanik Tanik Lo, Mitzoncha 1, Gornacha 2, Yikvecha 3. So Chamesh Shlaim Mikol Min V'min, that makes 15. Rabbi Huda Omer, Shloshim Kishloshim Shal Eved. Then we know an Eved gets Shloshim Kesef, right, when, you know, this is in the case of the Eved Kanani, right, we know that Bishor HaMuad kills an Eved, so there's a Knas of Shloshim, so, you know, Eved Ivri, Eved Knani. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Chamishim ken Chamishim shebe arochen. Right, that is the highest amount for a male between the ages of 20 and 60. Or 20 and 50, rather. 20 and 60, yeah. So Amar Mar, Chamish Shlaim yikol min v'min, shem Chamish Shlaim divi Reb Meir. What, Reb Meir is teaching me the multiplication tables, minyana asalash minan. Right, 5 times 3. Akamashulan mivtzer hudulo mivtzer le mechad minyana v'ibatzer le mechad mina tfei le mechad mina leislan ba. So the point is that you have to have at least chamesh slaim, right, on average mikol min v'min. But if you gave, you know, something like 13 migarnacha and one sela, you know, mitzoncha and one sela mikvacha, that would be sufficient. You just have to get to a total of 15, and maybe even just 15 from one. So my time of the mayor, yalef reikam reikam ibechor. So pasuk says by bechor, kol bechor benacha tifdeh belo yeirau fanai reikam. Malo hala nechamesh slaim, afka nechamesh slaim. Ve'ema chamesh slaim ikulo, so maybe it should be five slaim total. So the five slaim on average from each min. So ikshiv reikam levasov kiddeka amar. Right. V'chisa chalchano chavshim e'ma chlosa chalchano reikam. Hanik tanik lo, since reikam precedes it. Hashdech siv reikam bereisha, shadi reikam atzon, reikam agoren, reikam ayakev. Should not be empty of any of these. So v'neilef reikam reikam me'olas re'ia, where you could get away with a kol shu, there's no shir. Amar kro asher be'rachecho Hashem elokecha titen lo. That we're always trying to be more generous. So if you can learn, a little bit of attention in this Gemara, as we'll see, because we're going to bring up Tafas the Meruba in a second. But right now we're saying, yeah, it's true, by Olas Re'iyah, the term Reikam just means, you know, you have to bring something. And here we're using Reikam to be more of a maximalist term. Because the tiebreaker is Asher Be'rach Hashem Elokecha. You should be generous with the Eved. Just as Hashem was generous with us when we left Mitzrayim. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shloshim Kishloshim Shel Eved. So he gets 30 slaim, just like an Eved is worth 30 slaim in Eved County. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, Yalev Nesina Nesina Me Eved, Malahalan Shloshim, Avkan Shloshim. The Pasuk says, Naton Titein Lo, in the context of Ha'anaka. In the context of an Eved Kanani that's killed by a Sharmuad, the Pasuk says, Yitein La'adonav. So malo halan shloshim avkan shloshim. Nelev nesina nesina me'arachin. Malo halan chamishim avkan chamishim. Why not go to the highest level chamishim? Chada tefasta meruba lo tefasta tefasta mua tefasta. You can't necessarily learn the maximum. Ve'od eved me'eved havalei le'melev. Okay. Rabbi Shimon omer chamishim ki chamishim shebe'arachin. My time with Rabbi Shimon. Gamer nesina nesina me'arachin. Malo halan chamishim avkan chamishim. Right, we know that that's the highest amount of arachin for a male of a certain age, but if you're talking about a little baby, it could be as little as 3 or 5 slime, so why 50? So again, asher be'rachecha Hashem elokecha k'siv. The whole point is, when in doubt, be generous. It's interesting, Tosas asks, how do I know that reikam in the context of an olas re'ia is a filu kol shu? And they say it's a halach l'moshe misina. All right, so the Gemara says, "Venelof nesina nesina me eved malahalan shloshim avkan shloshim chad tefastem ruba lo tefast veod eved me eved havalei lemelof." Like Rabbi Yehuda says, better to learn the din of hanaka by an eved ivri from the fine that's assessed for a shor muad killing an eved kanani, and also tefastem ruba lo tefast. What right do we have to charge a person more? Right, if there's a gzeirah shava, so it should be the, you know, the lesser. So Rabbi Shimon, Micha, Micha, Gamar. So the Pasuk says, V'imachu me'er kecha, v'amido lifnei ha'kohen, v'richoso ha'kohen, al pi asher tasig, yad hanoder, ya'arichenu ha'kohen. So this is a Masorah that he had, Ein Adam Dan Gzeres Shavim Me'atzmo, right? They each had, right, you know, their different traditions, in the Gzeres Shava. And so Rabbi Shimon had learned from his Rabbi that the Nesina, in the case of Hanik, Tanik Lo, right, Nason Titain Lo, Velo Yeralu Vavcha Vesit Chalo, right, so, Hava Parchinik Zer Shav Min Alei, the Gamar Min Nesina Darach, and the Gamar Min Nesina Da'eved. So that's why the Gemara answers that Zer Shav Rabbi Shimon, right, is actually based on Micha. Ksiv Be'eved, V'chi Amuch Achicha Imach V'nim Karloch. Remember, that was Machar Satsmo, an indigent individual. That's how he came to Chamishim. All right, so this was his tradition. Bishlam of the Remeir, Heinrich Ziv, Tzon Gon, V'yakev. We understand, because you should have Chamish Slayim, or the equivalent of Chamisha Slayim from each. Other Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Hai Tzon Gon, V'yakev, Lamili. Hai Mi Bai Lech, Tzani, Lechol, Yuel, Manikim, Elam, Tzon Gon, V'yakev. Do you think that the list is somehow exclusive? It comes to the exclusion of anything else. So minayin l'rabos kol davar. How do I know that I can be much more inclusive? of other forms of gifts. Tamalomar Asher Birach Hashem Elokecha. Give as you have been blessed. Imkein Matamalomar Tzon Garen V'Yakev. Lomar Lecha Matzon Garen V'Yakev Yuchadin Sheyashin Bichal Bracha. That they all produce more and more and more. Af Kol Sheyashin Bichal Bracha. So something that can, you know, multiply. Yatzu Ksafim Devei Rabbi Shimon. Right, money doesn't multiply. Right, coins don't. It's not like wool that grows, or goren, wheat, or yakev, or wine that grow. Lazar ben Yaakov Omer Yatzu Prados. Right, a parrot is a mule, obviously doesn't grow. Right, it can't reproduce. Rabbi Shimon Prados Mishkache Mishabchan Big Gufayhu. So they get stronger. So they develop. Lazar ben Yaakov Ksafim Aviduhu Iska. Actually, money does grow. Just ask anybody who's invested in the stock market. Utsricha because of Rachmanatzon, Avamina Bali Chai Min Gidule Karkalo, because Rachmana Gorin. Because of Gorin, Havamina Gidule Karki and Bali Chaim, because of Rachmanatzon. Yakev Lamali. So why do I have Yakev? So Lamar, as we said, the Mutek Safim. As opposed to cash. Lamar Lamute Prados. And Tosos points out that it's Tsarch of Ari Namarim and Mai Ksavim Davka, Mar Marid Prados Davka, but Lapis Varim, the Logar Sinner, Lazar Yaku Ksavim, Bishabachi, Biska Tsarch Lomer, the Mute Prados, the Kolshikin Ksavim. Because according to the Girsa that we have, each one of them is saying that the other would be okay. If you hold that it's Lemute, you know, Prados, then Kesav is okay, and vice versa. Okay. Tan Rabbanan, Asher Birachacha, Shem Lokecha, Titen Lo. Yochol nizbarich bayis bigvalo. Like this week's parsha, right? Lavan says that Yaakov, I have to give you something because nichashti vayivarcheni Hashem bigvalacha. That, right? Lavan didn't have very much when Yaakov came along. Yaakov came along. Lavan became very successful. So the whole idea, you know, is that v'achrechein yetu berchosh gadol. It's predicated. You know, it all the way goes back to Yaakov Avinu, frankly. You know, in his period of Shibud in the base Lavan, which is sort of a precursor to Shibud Mitzrayim. So, Asher Birach Hashem Elokecha, Yochol Nizbarech Vayis Biglalo, Manikim Lo, Lo Nizbarech Vayis Biglalo, Im Manikim Lo. Let's say if you check, you know, your six-year, you know, books, and it turned out that, you know, you weren't profitable over this time. Maybe you're not chayav in anaka tamalomer hanik tanik mikomaka kima tamalomer shevi racha hakol vibracha temo. So again, if you didn't make a profit during that time, so you don't have to give him more than the bare minimum. Which again is a three-way machlokas. Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Reb Shimon, 15:30-50. Reb Elazar ben Azariah says no. Dvarim kichsava nizbarich vayis beglalo manikim lo. Lo nizbarich vayis beglalo ein manikim lo. Imkein tamalomer. Doesn't that mean mikol makom you should give? Dibra Torah kelasher b'nei Adam. You don't have to give, but the Torah was expressing itself kelasher b'nei Adam. That assuming a person, you know, was successful during this time, so it's, let's say appropriate for a person to acknowledge that by letting this Eved Shemecharu Bezdin get a start. Okay, so again, the first thing that the Gemara did today that we saw was rule out the Shita of Reish Lakish that Nisa Sa'av is going to Motzi the Amma. In that context we saw, because yeah, the Kinyan HaGuf aligns with Yitziah B'Simanim. Right? Nisa Sa'av does not obviously align with anything in this context. And then we started talking about the distinction between a Sochir, even though we had the Gzer Shava before of Sochir, that a Sochir really is very fundamentally distinct from the Eved Ivri, which is a Kinyan HaGuf based relationship. A sachir is based on the work that they do. So if they didn't actually do the work, you're not going to pay them ultimately for work that they didn't do. And then we talked about, you know, some of the ideas of hanik tanik, asher berach hashem elkecha, we want to try to be generous. Reb Meir says 15, and there's 30, and there's 50. And the shita, interesting shita of Reb Elazar ben Azariah, that maybe you're only chayav in hanaka in a situation where you've been profitable yourself. So one of the important dinim that we learned is that after a father dies and the Yerusha goes to his sons on the biblical level, so who's going to take care of the daughters? So the Zechi of the Rabbanan for the brothers to provide mizonos for their sisters. So they still, the sisters get to keep their mitzios and their maasei adayim. So take a look at the Tosos. Tosus quotes the smack. Really mikorvil. Amar Rav Rabbeinu Yehuda mikorvil. Hikshalam alivi snachaltem shein loris chosvita livno pshita. To mehechan avkalan to maisa bas la'av. How do we even know that a father, unlike the brothers, if the father passes away, the father actually gets to keep her mazi adayim? Mila Amo, we actually learned it from Amma Ivriya. The Amma Gufa, Eno Yochla, Horish Livno, get the Diak Lakaman, the Amma Eno Vedis, Loas Aben, Loas Abbas, right? That Misas Habal is Motzi, the Amma Ivriya. Right? So, this whole idea of Masi Adayim going to the father is learned from the Amma Ivriya. The Amma Ivriya itself, that case is the Av Tipus. It's that case from which we pulled that from. And in the case of the Amma Ivriya, a person never passes on her, you know, rights to his son. So why do we need, you know, this pasuk v'isnachaltem osam livnechem achorei? Yishlom rahani mila gedolo denafkan me Amma Ivriya. Aba katana lo nafka mila Amma ela misvara. What's the svara by Akitana? Ashta zivuni nazbin la. Since he's allowed to sell her, so of course he controls her masi adayim. Right? The ein lacha masi adayim gedola from the fact that he can sell her work. You know, that's the proof that, you know, misvara, that he controls her masi adayim. So for Akitana in particular, that's why we need the pasuk that if she's Akitana and the father passes away, so the brothers have an obligation to sustain her, to support her. But her masei daim, her mitzios, she gets to keep herself. Okay. So we will hold it up here. Get with the brisa tomorrow. Eved Ivri Ovedes HaBen, not the Bas. The Amma Ivriya is not Ovedes, either the Ben or the Bas, right? The Misas Adon terminates that connection. So Mir Tzashem, we will pick it up there tomorrow, and I think I'll be probably sending you the recording.
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. Okay. Yashar Koach.